Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. You can just unmute yourself or just. Good evening. Good evening. Don't you can just speak out, or if I'm not hearing you, press star six.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. I don't recognize your voice, so I apologize.
Natanya.
How are you, Natanya? Feeling better?
I'm better. Oh, yeah. Better connection.
Right now we're not, we're being recorded, so I'd prefer not to go into details.
Understood.
The class is actually not going to start until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But since I communicated to some people it was going to start around 10, I'm online just in case people show up. And we can study with Zohar if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're breaking up and you're getting some static, but do you hear me all right?
Yes, thank you.
I'm having charging issues with my phone, so I need to make sure it doesn't move around a lot so it stays charging.
Okay.
I'm reading from the Parsha of Pinchas, section 33, verse 180. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu kunanei aleinu maasei adeinu kunaneihu. Hosha avdecha atai Elohei sameach nefesh avdecha tena uzcha. Leavdacha Teleit Zimnin Eat David David Aved Bitchila Dalekabel Gimu Zimnin Diok Nuha Mare Matnitin Diva E Barnash Lemecheve Avda Bitzlota Babirkan Kadmain ka eved dim sadayar. Shivaho kame rabe bim saitot. Ke avdita divaa. Veras marabe beacharonot. Ke eved dimode. Kedem Rabbi Bafras Deka Belmine Biazile. It is written, O you, my Elohim, save your servant. Rejoice the soul of your servant. Give your strength to your servant. David is thrice referred to as the servant in this psalm, which parallels the three times that a man has to be a servant in the Amidah prayer, as taught by the sages of the Mishnah. In the first blessing, a man should be as a servant, arranging praises before his master. In the intermediate blessings, as a servant asking for a favor of his master. And in the last blessing, a man should be as a servant, thanking the master for a favor received and going on his way. We learn from Hannah in the book of Prophets how to pray. And the sages who created the Amidah prayer, the standing prayer, followed the pattern that she expressed in her prayer. And that is to start out by praising Hashem. Start out with praises. Then make your requests. And then finally, the third step is to assume that your requests are going to be granted, and thank Hashem for granting them. This is the structure of prayer, the correct structure of prayer. Because prayer is not about asking for anything, except asking for instructions on how to correct yourself. And once you correct yourself, whatever you ask for will be granted. There are some sages who teach that there is no prayer that ever goes unanswered, meaning whatever you've ever asked for in any prayer you've made will be granted. It will happen. It takes one requirement prior to it manifesting in your life, and that is that you change yourself to merit, to earn that whatever it is you've asked for. And since every person is going to be a tzaddik, every prayer will manifest, will come into being, because when you reach that level of a tzaddik, whatever you've asked for will be granted. The problem is, or the issue is, will you become a tzaddik in this lifetime? Or will you have to wait till your next? Or perhaps, God forbid, the one after that? This verse in the Zohar is explaining that David needed to be a servant, just as we needed to be a servant. And it was explaining this whole idea of the way to pray, as expressed by Hannah in the book of the prophets, and expressed by the Amidah structure of prayer. Start by praising your master, praising Hashem. Then request what you will feel you're lacking, but you're not really requesting what you're lacking, because that's Hashem wants to share that with you. You're requesting how to change yourself, to learn how to become someone who merits receiving that thing. And the third aspect of a servant is to assume you're going to receive it and thank your master in advance. Verse 181. Lime badeved mesitra diagoda dioknuha mare matnitin dilet avoda elat filav utlat Avahan itkariu, avadim misitraha, ayin shin shakinta, dihi avodat Hashem, the ofaki Moshe, Eved Hashem ugid, ki li b'nei Yisrael, avadim aval. Ligabe acharanin, call Yisrael the name Lucky. Hain the Sitra de Mokut, the Yehi Amai, Eat Kariat, Avodat, Uka Orach, the Deita, Lemi Vlach, Livala, the Orach. Benin lemit lach leavuchom. I'm getting the static, so I need to change the controls. You won't be able to be heard unless you press star 6 first. And then after you ask your question and I've identified that I've heard the question, please press star 6 again to turn off your phone. And these are the three occasions that a man has to make himself as though a servant in terms of worship. And the sages of the Mishnah taught, there is no worship but prayer. And the three patriarchs are called servants to the aspects of her, namely in the name of the Shekhinah, which is the worship of Hashem. And so also is Moses referred to as the servant of Hashem, which explains, for to me the children of Israel are servants. But in terms of the other qualities in her, all Israel are called the children of kings from the point of view of Malchut in them. And why should Malchut be termed worship? It can be likened to the way of a wife who serves her husband, or her children who serve their father. There are different levels of consciousness when it comes to getting close to Hashem. One of those levels of consciousness is called the children of Hashem. Another level of consciousness, which is lower, is called the servant of Hashem. Determining which level you are at, which level you want to rise to, this is what this verse is starting to explain to you. What do you want to be? A child of Hashem, a servant of Hashem? There are benefits to both. There are responsibilities and obligations to both. Understanding that, learning about that, is what we need to do, what the Torah is teaching us. That's the end of section 33. I'm reading section 34. David made himself poor, pious, and a servant. Verse 182. Vedavid itaved ani chasid v'eved hachidiktiv tefillah ledavid chatei Adonai aznecha aneni ki ane. Ani ve'evyon, ani shamra, nafshi ki chasid, ani hosha abdecha, ata Elohei avoteach, elecha itaved, ani letara, demalka di'itmar, ba'adunai shefatai, Tiftach Adonai Hayokel Itaved Ani litara lehe kala le demalka umai kiti vatai adonai aznecha ameni vida shikinta tata dihu ozen lekabela tzlotin lil pishma lon kudikti Kilo kapaza velo shikats enun ani velo histir panav mimenu ushavo elav shema'a. And David made himself poor, pious, and a servant, as it is written, a prayer of David. Incline your ear, Hashem, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am pious. O you, my Elohim, save your servant who trusts in you. He became poor at the gate of the king, which is Malchut, about which it is said, Adonai, open my lips. Adonai is the palace, and he became poor at the gates of the king's palace, which is Adonai, namely Malchut. And what does it say? Incline your hearish. Your ear, Hashem. Hear me, and this is the lower Shekhinah, which is Malchut, which is an ear to receive and listen to prayers, as it is written, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hid his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. Excuse me one second while I check something. Sorry for the disconnection. As I announced this, tonight's Hilulah connection is going to start at midnight, and we're just studying the Zohar for another section or so, and then I'll be disconnecting until midnight, which is an hour and a half, roughly, a little over an hour and a half from now. So we're reading, we just read verse 182, and this verse is starting out and asking the questions, what does it mean for David to be a servant in all these different ways? And how did he make himself a servant? I'm getting some static, and I had changed the controls back, so give me a minute to fix that. In order to use the the connection. In order to ask a question, you'll have to press star 6. For he became poor and needy in respect of the letter Dalet of the word Echad, which is the secret of Malchut in the first state when she is receiving from the left column. For she is then needy, as the letter Dalet teaches us of her poverty. Then he requests help from Aleph Chet of Echad. And this is the secret of Zeranpin, which is in this state, is Malchut, is called brother. And the word Aleph Chet means brother. And Malchut, sister, being then at the same level, evolving from Bina as a brother and a sister. This is the central column, namely Zeranpin, with which to fulfill the verse, I was brought low and he saved me, so that the Messiah, son of Ephraim, should not die. For Messiah, son of Ephraim, is drawn from Malchut, when the latter is feeding from the left and is full of judgment. And David further requested of him at this gate, on behalf of Israel, who are poor, that the verse, and the afflicted people you will save, he fulfilled in them, and this is why he made himself poor, for it was the secret of the left column. By David becoming a servant, making himself poor initially, he was correcting the left column of the tree of life and moving it towards the center column. Verse 184. Ulvatar Shail Begin Kachanaya Diyachazor Avodalim Koma Veita Vedavad Ulvatar Diyahiv Lono Raita Misitra Dechased Lema Bad Gemul Im Dalat Mino Raita Bukim Da Ita Vaed Chasid Kach Mata Legimel Sefiran Alin Betach Viamar Hashem lo yigiva libi velo ramu enai velo hilachti begidolet unaflad mimani. And afterward he requested for the sake of the priests the secret of the right column, chesed, that the worship be returned to its place, and he made himself a servant. And later he gave them the Torah from the side of Chesed to give a reward to the letter Dalet of the Torah. In other words, the Torah, which is the secret of the Zeranpin, the central column, unites the Chesed of the right column with the Gibora of the left column, and then gives a reward to the Dalet, which is the secret of Malchut, receiving Hasadim and becoming rich in the secret of the two letters, Gimel and Dalet, that follow each other in the order of the Aleph-Bet. And this is why he became pious. He thereby corrected the secret of the three columns, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. He made himself poor to correct the left column. He made himself a servant to correct the worship of the priest, which are the right column, and he made himself pious to correct the central column, so it would bestow chesed upon Malchut. Subsequently, he corrected the three columns, chesed, gevurah, and tiferet, and then he reached the three upper sefirot, chachma, bina, and daat. He began to say, Hashem, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Namely, he did not touch them. He did not go and try and deal with the three upper sefirot of chesed, of chachma, bina, and daat, or keter, chachma, and bina. He left them alone. He touched them. He was aware of them, but he didn't try and correct them or deal with them in any way. He knew that his life was dealing with Zeron Pin, and his life was dealing with Malchut. Verse 185. Shlomo amar ha-bina ihi d'moshe es'al b'hachma ila'a dehi le'el midarge ma'ketiv amarti ech kama v'hi rechoka mimeni v'haketiv v'ashem natan hachma Lishlomo Chachma de'era ve'uva alesalka mitata le'ela de'itri huichikat mine begin bi'afilu labina leitzparnash bi'alma de'akil de'salka Barma Moshe, Kavshin Le'ela, Minedi Hu Hachma, Ila Amesitra, Dila Hacham Adif Minavi, Via Agi Diukmuha, Biorach Derasha, Alpara Aduma. Shirim manim la Torah. Solomon said, since Bina belongs to Moses, I shall ask for upper Chachma, which is above the level of Moses. It is written, I said, I will be wise, but it is far from me. The verse from Kohelet. For upper Chachma was not given to him. He asked, but what about the verse, and Hashem gave Solomon wisdom? He answers, this refers to the lower wisdom, which is Malchut. And he wanted to ascend upwards from below, namely from lower Chachma. He wanted to attain upper Chachma, but it drew away from him. This is because there is no man in the world apart from Moses who can ascend to Bina. And how much truer is this for upper Chachma, which is above Bina? In its terms, a wise man is better than a prophet. And even though the verse, I said I will be wise, but it was far from me, was applied homeretically to a red heifer, whose reason he could not understand, there are 70 possible interpretations of Torah, this too being a term in the secret of Scripture. This verse in the Zohar is actually saying that Solomon did understand the red heifer, because the red heifer is dealing with death, and death is in the frame of Malchut. And Solomon did relate to Malchut and did relate to the red heifer. But when he was asking for upper wisdom, he was denied this access. And we need to understand that there are limitations. Ultimately, everything will be made available to us. But while we're in the physical body, there are certain levels of consciousness we're not entitled to reveal. And we have to be satisfied with that. We have to understand that and stop trying to reach those levels because it's wasting our energy. That is the end of this section. Does anybody have any questions? It's now 10:35 West Coast time, and I am going to return at midnight, an hour and 25 minutes from now, and I'm going to start the Hilula connection at that time. Are there any questions before I hang up for this time being? To ask a question, you will need to press star 6. Have a beautiful evening, and I'll be back shortly.